Middle East in Israel. There are.
Okay, let's tune in. Inhale. Namo Buddhaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. Namo. God G'day Namah. Sat G'day Namah. Sikadaday Vay Namah. Ad G'day Namah. Jigad G'day Namah. Sat G'day Namah. Sikadaday Vay Namah. Ad G'day Namah. Jigad G'day Namah. Sat G'day Namah. Sikadaday Vay Namah. Beautiful. And we have our angels and our master here today with us. And yes, Yogi Bhajan liked what we were talking about. He said it's good to remember where you are on planet Earth, what day it is, that it's an eighth day, and he said he'd much rather us remember the days by the numbers than by the day of the week. He said if you have to remember something, the days of the week are fine, but the numbers, yes, as we were just talking, are much significant. And he was telling us that the 8th day, which corresponds to the pranic body, is a very powerful day to focus on breathing and breathing with the infinite and letting the infinite breathe us, which takes us into our soul body, which is, of course, the first number, and also completes the cycle with the 11, 2 plus 2, the 1 plus 1, walking with the divine. So he's saying the 8 is a very significant number. It's a very powerful day to really feel and to recharge your pranic body. So what he's suggesting for us today is to take walks, take a walk and breathe, do a breath walk, and recharge our pranic body. So I think I'll do that later after we get off this call. I took one walk today, but maybe I'll go outside by the beach or something. So let's everybody take a breath and collect ourselves. Be part of the collective. Divine mind, the collective divine heart, the collective of angels, the collective of ascended masters. Beautiful. So Yogi Bhajan is telling us as we charge our pranic body, which is our connection with the infinite, when we reach a certain frequency charge, like when you do breath of fire for a certain period of time, you start feeling all of a sudden you're breaking through the whatever resistance may be up for us in that moment, whatever density that we've taken on that we need to transmute, that when we charge up our pranic field, we're able to transmute the destiny. So he's even saying to remember along our theme that we've been working with, becoming the Guru Mukh, the mouthpiece of the soul, our soul, the infinite, the mouthpiece of the divine. He's saying, remembering that most people on the planet just randomly talk from their egos, and it's a rare being that's able to charge their pranic field and then speak with an infinite charge. So he's talking to us right now about allowing that flow of the infinite to be with us as we speak. So what he's saying, he's asking me to repeat that again, to speak the pranic charge is to have the impact of helping others feel a connection to the infinite, to their own soul. And what we're working towards in this time period, in this next 6 months and beyond, anchoring in this era of peace on the planet, is to get people to switch from the basically, as we know, the limited fear-based thinking that he's calling it isolationist, like collective hypnosis thinking, into the freedom of having the power to choose our relationship with the infinite, which is a distinction. We are part of the infinite, or we wouldn't be here. But he's saying that where most people get tripped up and where most people get scared about quote-unquote surrendering to or flowing with their own souls or with the vastness of our own souls or the vastness of the infinite, he said a lot of the fear comes from the fear of not having choice. And, of course, ultimately, the biggest fear that everybody has is fear of death. But once we are able to be channeling the prana of the infinite and flowing on that channel, the fear of death is released so that we can know that we are on our headed towards our destination that will expand us. In other words, we're living in the flow of our destiny, or we're being carried by our soul's destiny rather than being hypnotized by the illusions of the mass consciousness that has kept people enslaved. So he's telling us that as we breathe this pranic energy, it releases the imprint of being slaves on the planet, having to work for someone else, having to pay taxes. He said, if, you know, think about going back to the time of Jesus or the time of the money changers in the temple taking people's money. He's saying it's the same thing today, where there's this hypnotic illusion that people are slaves of those, the golden rule, those who have the gold rules, right? He's saying we're moving back to the infinite of the real golden rule as feeling that soul equality, and that takes people out of the fear of being slaves, which has been a real fear. But being slaves creates a fear, and the fear that it creates is the fear of not being able to live in our own destiny, have the freedom to really flow into the expansion of the infinite, always having to be under the limitations of what somebody else wants us to do. So that's the piece he's saying, that with this eight, with the pranic field that we're cracking, and beautiful, beautiful, keep breathing. Okay, there's like a purple ray, like we're getting transmissions coming in from the crown chakra, so good, good, breathe that in. Okay, good. He's saying that we're helping to break that up for the collective today. He's saying, yeah, okay, now I'm feeling the flow of the infinite in my crown chakra, the purple, that purple frequency, beautiful. Okay, so feel the crown opening to the freedom, to have the freedom and to feel the free will to choose our, what he's calling, our proper placement or our proper place alongside the liberated beings, the liberated ascended masters, the angels. So it's that we want to have a choice to be able to live with the infinite and not with under the control of the money changes in the temple. Okay, wow. Well, that was the first little introduction for us. So I guess just keep breathing. I'm going to make sure I'm still connected here. Okay. So keep breathing. You're doing great. And he's saying, as we're breathing deeply during this conversation, he's helping us. It's that slavery imprint that he's helping us break up today. So he's saying we're doing great. Good. Wow. And with the astrology, which we were just talking about a minute ago, I feel that the biggest impact that we're having is all these planets going direct. Mercury went direct, and Mars, that was 3 weeks, and before that, Mars had been retrograde for a few months. Mars going direct, and Saturn's still retrograde, but will go direct soon. Jupiter's gone direct, Mars is direct, Mercury's direct. So this is a time to really, whatever is stopping us, can, with the practice of the prana, the connection with the prana, can much more easily be released at this time. So that's the main energetic definition of astrology at this moment for us with our teacher. He's also another astrological influence, of course. We are still in Cancer, so we have the Cancer Sun, and remember we have Jupiter in Cancer, so that has to do with connecting with our deepest feelings. And so as we breathe and go into the depths of our feelings, the expansion, so think about water, how water expands, and that feeling is what's going to, in our bodies, it's what's going to get us connected in our physical bodies with our destiny. It's how we feel. What we feel expands us. So it's the water element with our soul.
Hello, Linda? Hello?
Hello.
We lost Karen.
This is Sharon. We lost, did we lose Karen?
Well, I don't know. So I'm asking.
Yes,
I'm
like, did Karen is it, not with us.
It was the expanding into the water element. It's always when there's something involving an expansion, she disappears.
I'm back. There's a pattern. I'm back. We blow the circuit. I think we blow the circuit. You guys were expanding so much that we blow the circuit. Wow. I'm really feeling that. I feel that we're all on a starship or something going through the galaxy. The velocity really started increasing. So everybody's doing great. We're doing our work. So when we're talking about the Cancer Jupiter, so from that place of feeling what feels good in our bodies and feeling what our truth is, connected with our soul, then we're in that place of what renews and rejuvenates and regenerates us. So then when we emerge and come out and show our true selves, our true soul selves, and we share ourselves, then we've emerged with a new identity. So this period of time is about, during this next 6 months, the theme is emerging with this new soul destiny identity to emerge into the world in a new expanded way. So it could be a little tweaking, it could be a lot of tweaking, it could be vibrational, it could be teaching people to breathe, but that's what this time and the astrology is about, is emerging with that expanded soul destiny vibratory frequency. And that's the one where we have choice, where we can choose. We choose to align with our soul, with the expanded part of ourselves. So we were talking about that Yogi Bhajan was saying the fear, a lot of times people hear the words like surrender, I have to surrender to the guru or something like that. And he's saying that people misunderstand what surrender to the guru means. It really means that we have to make a conscious choice to unite with our divine selves, which expands us, because it's not like we're going to be forced to do something. It's just the opposite, that the Creator gave us free will because infinite intelligence wants us to feel really free. So because so many people, especially during this last, shall we say, 26,000 years, I don't know, last Piscean age, 2,000 years, have used their free will to abuse other people, power over, just coming from their third chakra, not from their heart chakra. And when people have been innocent, like children or people in vulnerable situations, have been taken advantage of, that it's created this collective fear of surrendering. And that's what we're breaking through. So surrendering means to basically release our attachment to being limited beings, release the hypnosis of not knowing that we're truly magnificent co-creator beings, and that we are co-creating with our thoughts and our words all the time. So when we become the Guru Mukh, as he started talking to us last week, then we have the freedom, the frequency, and this is important that he's saying, that we have the frequency of freedom of choice, and the joy of that when we speak to people. So we're carrying that vibration, the joy, the frequency of the joy of freedom, and the joy to align with. So we're substituting surrender to the Guru to align with our soul, to align with the destiny, to align with your own personal destiny. So it's about that vibrational freedom in your pranic body. That's where it lives. So the imprint of either being controlled or feeling subconsciously controlled, or some level of being some kind of slave, whether it's a slave to credit card debt or a mortgage on a house, it could be anything, you know, or a relationship, or a slave to, I don't know what, food addiction. Whatever that is, he's saying that that frequency of feeling overpowered or power over is locked in the pranic, the eighth body. So he's saying that's where we're really working with now at this moment and during this time period, to unlock that imprint, that dimensional key that will carry us across and allow us to soar in all these expanded dimensions. So beautiful. Okay, so let's just breathe into that and feel that. Okay, good. So he's releasing that pressure. It's like a pressure, like a pressure lock, like a pressure valve. Like if, oh, we have the Jupiter in Cancer, so, okay, he's showing us water. So if, like, you've turned the hose on and then you forgot to turn it off, and how it will just burst. So he's saying he's releasing the pressure, so this can just, the water can flow, the love can flow, the divine love can flow, the soul can flow through your mind, body, and spirit, and it can flow through the river of your infinite words. Okay, there we go. So just feel that release, that pressure, that lock for yourself and for others. Don't take it personally. Remember, we're acting as surrogates for different frequencies that need to be released. Planetary-wise, he's reminding us we're archetypes, and we're personal and impersonal. This is an archetypical moment. Okay, good, 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 good. Breathe and pull the breath into your belly. Squeeze the root. Focus at your third eye. And then exhale. Excellent, excellent. Oh, wow, that feels so good. Yes, 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 yes. You're saying you're doing great and on your mission of becoming the Guru Mukhs of the planet. Good, good. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So he's talking more about this whole fear of surrender, you know, fear of giving people, fear of giving their power away. And he's saying that people give their power away all the time. They don't know it. He said, unless we're connected with our own souls, we're always giving our power away. He's saying, being, you know, in a limited kind of, so to speak, ego-based or negative mind or hypnotic thinking, that's giving, you know, our power away. And he's saying that when we stay connected to the power of the soul, he's saying there's nothing
did we lose her again? Anybody? Hello?
Yes, we lost.
Okay.
Yes, we lost her again.
And all we're
right.
Still here.
And I really wanted to hear that part. Oh.
It was so good, too. You know, I
was
really
it was. Always is.
With blowing the circuits, I'm sorry, I'm back. At least I'm paying attention to when I get disconnected, and now I'm not like just going on and wonder where I got disconnected.
Everybody's looking forward for the part that you were going to say.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, let's take a breath. I was just, Yogi Bhajan was coming through so strongly. Let me see. I have to, like, remember what I was, like, have to get the thread of what he was going to say, because everything I'm saying is, like, I don't know. I didn't know that's what he was going to talk about today, but, hey, we're doing great. Okay, we're holding that.
Power away.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Linda. I appreciate it. We're all working together on this. To pull this energy through. It's a team effort. It's a team sport. Okay. So what he's talking about is that, all right, okay. What he's talking about is that people have a fear that if they, quote unquote, surrender to the guru, that they're giving their power away. But he's saying the fact is, the people are giving their power away all the time if they're not connected with... Okay, now I remember the phrase. This is where I got disconnected. Okay, hang on, phone. There's nothing more powerful on the planet than the power of the soul. There's nothing more powerful on the planet than the power of the soul. That's the power of the infinite. So people have a fear of giving their power away because the truth is they are giving their power away for the most part, unless they're standing in their own identity that they know how to resonate and feel, Jupiter and Cancer, feel in their bodies the connection with their own soul, with the infinite, and how they're part of the, so to speak, infinite or cosmic plan. So the pivotal piece is, you are important, and you are here because the Creator created you, and you are meant to be here, you are meant to be created, you are meant to be here, you are important, and you're meant to be here at this time because you're a piece, an important piece in the cosmic mandala of the universe wouldn't be complete without your soul signature being here. So once we can resonate with the truth of the power of our individual identity in connection with our soul, not separate from our soul, now we know what that resonance is, and it's an integration. Then we can stay connected to our own power and not have the fear that we're going to give our power away, or we're going to lose power, or we're going to lose significance, or we're going to lose something if we surrender to the guru, or if we become a guru mukh ourselves, or if we become a guru, if we become a mouthpiece of the infinite. So this is a pivotal piece that he's working with to be able to, and this is what the astrology is talking about, all the Uranus, Pluto, individual identity with the depths of our subconscious that we've talked about a number of times, to stand in the power of our individual identity, but not to be separate from the truth of our connection with the infinite. And the infinite is calling upon us. We always hear about calling upon the infinite. And calling upon the infinite is different than praying, as we know, because praying is just imagining that you're separate and somebody out there is going to come and help you with something, and that's fine. But normally what we want to do is feel the power of the infinite calling upon us. Like the infinite called us, the power of the infinite called us today to this call to say, hey, I need help with this unlocking the pranic, the fear in the pranic body of the collective at this time. I need to put that in the field, a possibility for anybody that wants to receive that healing at this time. That's the piece that I need help with. So that's the call of the infinite. And Yogi Bhajan is acknowledging everyone. Thank you. Thank you for hearing the call of the infinite. And so that's what we mean by seva, or to serve the infinite. Now we get the benefit, we get the gift, we get to feel the expansion, and then we get to live within our own grace and our own consciousness. And consciousness is our awareness of how we can allow ourselves to live as expanded beings, not as contracted, fearful beings. So that was the thought that I was wanting to, or Yogi Bhajan was wanting to talk about when we got disconnected. So I think that's the main idea. So it's about, again, being able to listen to the call of the infinite. The infinite is calling us. And then as the infinite calls us, it's call and response, like Kirtan. The infinite calls us, we respond, and then the infinite responds back. So we can call upon our soul, we can call upon the infinite, and it will call upon us. So that's the pranic body, that's the infinity, that's the inhale and the exhale. And that's the energy that we're working with today, the call and response energy. And it's unlocking that key, like I said, that pressure valve. So there's a pure flow, an equal flow between the finite and the infinite. The soul, yes, the soul is endlessly expanding and infinite, but we want a balance of the flow of the soul into the finite. The finite is not lesser than the infinite. We want it to be balanced. We want the infinite to flow into the finite, and the finite to be able to expand into the infinite. So the finite is changing and expanding and morphing and whatever all the time anyway. G-O-G, G-O-D, generate, organize, deliver, right? So we have, you know, Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma. So we've got all these aspects of the divine. They're always being created and being uncreated. They're here and then they're not here. So we want it all to be flowing into existence, into the infinite, coming back into existence, moving forward. A flower blooms, then the flower petals fall off, and then another one blooms. So the life force is coming in all the time. So it's not like we're losing something. It's just that freedom to trust the flow of the infinite, so we don't have to be fearful of forms changing, or fearful of our forms changing, or fearful that we're going to be, you know, annihilated or controlled or destroyed. So we can feel that trust that we're lifted up. We're lifted up, and that we're able to feel the grace of the divine underneath our wings as we move into the consciousness of compassion, the consciousness of connection, the consciousness of co-creation. Okay, beautiful. All right, thank you, everybody. I think that's... you guys are saying thank you. I think you guys are doing great. So, okay, excellent. So keep breathing. Keep here with us. We're going to go ahead and chant with the infinite a little bit. And we've been practicing Dana Dana and Wahigadu. Just move into that expansion. So we'll start with Wahigadu. Why?
Did she get disconnected again?
Linda?
Yes.
I think she, I don't think she even knows now because the iPad is playing.
Oh.
I thought she was going to switch to Dun Dun, but
yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That just means I have to learn every single word better.
Of what?
Dun Dun is not one.
Oh, right.
Easy for me. I have to just. Kind of, I have to listen to it and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So
I know that one as well.
Good one to learn, though.
Yeah, it's a very good one, but you can find the lyrics, I think, in...
I have them.
Oh, good, good.
Mantras of the Masters has a lot of that.
Yeah. I like the old-fashioned one that Yogi Bhajan used to play on. It sounds like a church... it's a very nice one. It's by, I don't know what's her name, Sangeet, I think. Yeah, it's a different, very old-fashioned. The one that Yogi Bhajan used to play. It's very beautiful. I love it. I play that one. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't think she will come back.
She will eventually after she's through playing Dun Dun.
She's playing Dun Dun too, but she's disconnected.
Right. She's connected actually better.
So I don't know what to say. I guess we can just play Satnam and listen to our Dun Dun by ourselves.
Yes, I guess we could do that.
I don't even know what time it is. It's like early.
Satnam, everybody.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to say. You want me to call her? But then.
If you want to, but then you get disconnected and. Oh, well. I guess we could. Catch each other all next week. I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying the whole thing personally.
Oh, wait a second. I'm sending her a text.
Okay. Where did you go? The one thing I love about these calls is it does make it so much easier to tune in and connect than with a group than by yourself, but not just that. you know, we get little keys, little tidbits every week that help improve our skills, which is really the most wonderful gift, I think.
Yeah. You probably won't answer the chat, but...
Let's see what she says. Okay.
Here it goes.
Okay. Well, that time I wasn't paying attention. I did get lost in the city. I admit it.
Did you get my text?
The phone was just completely disconnected. Yeah, no, I didn't even get the text, so I don't know what happened. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, I hope you got most of the meditation. At one point, Yogi Bhajan said thank you, and he and his band of angels went on their way, so that's probably when we got disconnected.
We got all of Wahegaru, I believe.
Right.
Yes, I did. It was starting to go into Donna Donna, and then I started noticing it. Okay. Well, I think we're good. How's everybody? I'm just kind of whirling. How's everybody?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yogi Bhajan thanked us. He said, I want to thank each one of you personally. Make sure you tell them. And he's saying that he'll be with us this week. And that's our assignment for this week, to work on our pranic body through consciously deep breathing, walking, connecting with the earth, and knowing that we're untying that knot in the pranic body, in the pranic field, that fear of not being free, and feeling what the flow of real freedom is, which is the connection with the infinite and our own souls. So.
Thank you.
That's a nice assignment for the week, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Well, it's great to reconnect with everybody. And I'm feeling happy right now. I'm feeling freer. But good, excellent. Okay, would anybody like to comment or share before we float off into the
Satnam, I haven't been on the call for a long time, and it was so exciting to come here today, because I've been doing so much pranic work. All I'm doing is working on the pranic body and the aura. So I'm doing just prana with prana all day long, healing my body. And also, as I do that, I observe that there is no fear, there is no revenge. There is just God. There is, when you do pranic work, you are beyond separation of any kind. So as I do this, I feel like I want to share with more people, empower more people, empower women. I got on the call late, and you were just talking about the pranic work that we have to do and how you are called. And then I was like, oh my God, really? This really works. So I want to thank you, Guru Kirin, for all these phone calls that you keep having for so many years, and for supporting us in the subtle realm. I really appreciate all the support. Satnam.
Satnam, thanks for sharing that. Mm. I really appreciate you sharing that from Sherry and hearing your voice again today. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you. Satnam. One thought comes to mind, and came to mind during the phone. I don't know if we do Akura Namé before the phone calls. Like when we do Om Namo, do we also do Akura Namé?
Yes.
Because you do? Perfect. Because I got in late, so I wasn't sure if that's something that we do. So I apologize for coming late, but thanks. Thank you very much.
No, I'm glad you were here with us. Thanks for coming in. It's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sanam.
Beautiful. Sanam. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Sanam. And I'll be with you all in the flow of the infinite, the call of the infinite, and we'll be calling next Tuesday to see what the infinite has for us to do then.
What email do I use to get a hold of you for just to talk?
KIRINKK@yahoo.com.
Okay, Yahoo. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I know the other one wasn't such a good one. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you all.
Bye. Love you. Bye.